Welcome to the Between Two Frames Photography Podcast. I'm your host, Robert Deek. I'm a commercial photographer from Toronto, Ontario, Canada, and on this show, we talk to all different kinds of people in the industry related to photography and all things arts and entertainment. Today's guest is Mariah McKnight. I met Mariah very briefly during a photography meetup in the Toronto area, and we connected immediately and have been supporting each other from afar. She's a talented photographer and music artist whose new single, Addiction, was recently released. We talk about her experience as a photographer, a model, as well as what it's like to film a music video during a pandemic.
All right.
So Mariah, well, tell me about yourself.
I am 20 years old. I am from Bracebridge, Ontario, which is also known as Muskoka District. I was born and raised here, lived here pretty much all my life, other than for a couple months off and on during high school, being bounced around between family members. I from a young age, had to kind of raise myself in a way. I had a lot of family problems and had to like build my base on my own. Went through some bullshit and, you know, had those phases that everybody's been through in their teenage dreams. You know, high school sweethearts and just bullshit. I feel like I'm in a better state now. And music has really helped me during that 5 years shape myself into a better person. Mm-hmm. So I have a lot of content that I have never released. A lot of it. A couple notebooks. A couple notebooks, you know. And, you know, we're just launching myself of steam as well, because I for a long time had a struggle, like a lot of struggles with my body image, and like didn't like how I looked, and I felt like people really pushed that on me and like pressured me into being like, I have to look a certain way. And then I said fuck you one day and just did me, and that turned out a lot better than, you know, playing the wagon wheel with emotions.
Right.
Yeah. I do photography. I actually own my own business as a sole proprietor to Mirror Photography. Recently had to close it down.
Is it because of COVID?
Yeah, very much so. I just can't do anything with my business. Everything's closed.
Right.
How am I supposed to, like, I don't have commercial things to product them really, other than my merch for music, like literally.
Yeah, right.
And I just, you know, I want to give them another option. And because nothing's open, I give them another option. A lot of people are interested, you know, they'd rather do bigger stuff.
Yeah.
And I can't help them because legally I can't do anything.
Well, you know? Legally you're allowed to do commercial work, but.
But how am I supposed to have 10 clients do that?
Yeah, no.
In 1 month, it's impossible. It'd be like select a few here and there every 14 days, you know, right. I have to follow protocols. That's just too much, you know?
Yeah.
And I say, God, everybody, that's something they would just rather push to the side and do on their own terms than be on a schedule, you know?
Yep. I get that.
How do you live your life like that? And I just don't think anybody was interested. So, and it's fine because that's a lot of work for to put on one person as well. All the scheduling and making sure everybody's meeting the COVID expectations. I feel like that's a lot on one person.
Right.
So it's just, you know, we keep it simple in our industry. You know, we do it as a hobby as well. So it's not like it's mandatory. There is other jobs out there for us, even if it is essential work. Like I work at a small franchise business here in Muskoka as a local business owner as well. You know, we support each other. I don't feel like it's a competition, you know?
Yeah.
And that's where like I met you and everybody else in the industry is just by community work. It's not really, you know, it's not really like competition. We're not racing to get anything done. You know, we take our time.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's nice.
It is a small community. Everybody knows each other.
Exactly.
Right.
Who doesn't know who any, like, it's crazy. I think one of our industries is the best industry to be in if you can be professional and
right.
Or well, in the game, you know.
A huge part of it is being supportive
of each other's work.
Like, one thing I've learned over the years, I've been doing this almost 10 years now, And I will tell you, myself included, photographers are catty bitches. All of us are catty bitches simple. To each other.
I don't get it. Like, why can't it just be simple? Like, we're in this all together.
Catty bitches. Know?
Well, I said, and this is kind of like why Rob and I have really embraced oddly enough, it comes from another photographer, but it's we've embraced this philosophy of we no longer make stuff for other photographers. And that's a problem we get into.
So, like, for example, you go and do a photo shoot and then you post it on.
It's like, your self-talent and your self.
Yeah, so like you post it on like Flickr. The only people looking at Flickr are other photographers. Not that there's anything wrong with Flickr, but it's not going to get you work. And it's like posting on...
I don't even use Flickr.
That was just an example. But like F-stoppers or 500px or going to the local camera club with all the old dudes that shoot birds on sticks, you know? That is like in the long run, that's not going to get us work. And so like recently I've been going through like my online presence and I'm trying to clean it up from all of that stuff because I don't want to make work for other photographers. I'm like, I don't go out and do a shoot to go get a bunch of likes on 500 pics. I want to take a picture so I can get paid.
Yeah. That's the fun part about it. Yeah, is the money grabbing too? It you get paid a lot if you do good.
Yeah,
and that's if you got talent, you got talent.
I'm in the process of breaking through the wall.
His face is smushed up against it.
Yeah,
I can feel it.
Yeah, right.
You're close.
You're gonna be so happy when it just. Falls, you know.
Yeah, I've had I've done opportunities. Like, I don't want to talk about myself too much, but I've had opportunities. I've done work for.
But it's so great.
I've done work for a car company. I've been published in Playboy. Like, I've done things, but it's just. That's like,
I know. I saw that the Playboy sprinkles. One was.
I got into Playboy before you had to pay to be in Playboy, mm-hmm. So that means a lot.
That's crazy. That's crazy. I still think it's crazy. Like, I wish, I don't even know if I would do it or not. Like, if I knew I was getting into Playboy and like set it up, I don't even know what I'd wear.
Nothing. That's the idea.
That'd be like, I get that, but that's what I'm saying. Like, what would I even do with like the concept?
Well,
like,
I'll be honest with you. The very first time I got published, it was an online feature and we shot it in the girl's sister's bedroom. And what happened was I was actually in Toronto for, I was shooting a lingerie campaign for this company that was like a new startup.
Okay.
And so I was at the Omni King Eddie Hotel, the King Edward on whatever the frick street it is. And beautiful hotel, beautiful outfits, amazing makeup, amazing models. And the model I was working with, so my friend who worked at Playboy was like, we want you to work with this girl. Do you know her? And I was like, you bet I do. Like, I know everybody in Canada. Like, at the time, there wasn't 1,000 models. It was probably only like 100. And it was easy to, you know everybody. I was like, yeah, I know her. So I shot her a message. She lives in Oshawa. And I was like, I'm in Toronto, which is like just past halfway there. Do you want to like get together and shoot today for, you know, this Playboy submission? And she's like, yeah, sure. So I did the drive with my friend from Toronto to Oshawa, which means I have like a 4-hour drive home, which sucked. But like, that's a whole other issue. So I got to Oshawa. And she's like, the only place we have to shoot is like in my sister's bedroom because my bedroom doesn't look very nice. And I was like, I can make it work, whatever. And like the pictures weren't very good. Like they were good. They were just not, I didn't think they were Playboy quality. I'm, you know, pickier than they are.
I get that.
So we did the shoot. And I took a picture of the back of my camera and sent it to the guy on Facebook. And I was like, what do you think? And he's like, I love it. We'll take it. So before even leaving her house, I knew it was getting published.
That's crazy.
And that's the internet.
Oh my God.
It was like having the creative director there, which made it so much easier. And so I sent the picture. He approved it. Okay, we're good. Home I go. And then, what was it?
That's awesome.
2 months later, it was published on their website. And you can still go on their website and Google my name or search my name on their website and it comes up, which is fucking great.
That's amazing. That's like hands down. I applaud you.
So yeah, I've had opportunities and COVID has definitely like slowed it down a little.
Yeah.
I'm not letting it stop me.
I am trying not to, but like right now I'm even in lockdown. I can't, we're on stay at home.
Oh yeah. I just heard that.
Barrie and Simcoe County and Muskoka is a part of that. Yeah. And I'm like,
we just went into red. So we're like coming down.
Before, though, you guys were in lockdown and right. We were not. And I'm like, I don't understand this. See, how are we all of a sudden blooming?
Yeah, I don't know.
And you guys aren't.
Yeah, it's still winter. Like if it was like warming up and it was like cottage season, I get it. But it's not. I don't know.
I don't get it. I feel like they're just controlling us, man. But that's another story.
That's for another podcast. Maybe Joe Rogan.
Oh, I'm sure he's been all over that.
That's too good.
But. So, when did you? I'm going to ask a question about a photographer. Being a photographer,
that's okay.
When did you start learning you liked to take pictures?
Oh, way back in high school, easy.
Yeah.
Grade 9. My brother bought me a camera for my birthday. It was a Nikon D1500, which was not the greatest camera.
5100, you mean, right?
Yeah, that. Thanks. Yeah. Yeah. See, I don't use Nikon anymore. No. So up to date. I use Canon now.
Me too.
Am I the only Sony holdout here?
Listen, you bought the Sony because I told you to buy the Sony.
And it was so light. It was so light.
I went from Nikon to Sony to Canon.
Anyway. I've never used Sony myself, but yeah, I went from Nikon to Canon and I'm in love with Canon. I will never switch, ever.
I just recently switched to Canon, so I get it.
Well, basically, yeah. So my brother bought me game because Sony got real good.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Yeah. So my brother bought me this camera, and I just like fell in love with taking nature photos. And then I was like, "Oh well, like I wonder if there's anybody around me that would want to like model for me, you know?" And then I was like, "Yo, I'm actually pretty good at being in front of the camera. So what if I made a business about that? Like, what would I do? So I was like, why wouldn't I just, that's how I got my portfolio built with my photography was by mentoring these people. Mm-hmm. And I once hosted this like meetup in my grandma's garage. Yeah, it was like that cool. It was at grandma's house.
Oh yeah, it is.
Oh yeah. And I met this one lady named Jeannie Marshall, and she's a little bit older. She was maybe wanting to get into the fashion or modeling. And I was like, okay, that's cool. So we did a photo shoot, and then she was like, I really would love it if you would rent out my garage, because she's like, you got talent and you need more space than this, because my grandma's garage apparently wasn't big enough. And so I rented her garage for about, I'm going to say a year now, about a year, I'm going to say, maybe close to 9 months, but like still roughly around a year. Because there was a long period of time where in the winter I didn't use the studio because of like holidays and things like that. Like we took a break for about a month during the holidays so we could focus on that. So if you want to minus and vote a month off, and then people that called in sick all the time, that was annoying.
Flakes? I don't know anything about flakes.
Yeah. Oh yeah. All about the flakes, man. They always would. And I had a few girls stick with it and still stick with it. They've branched off into their own modeling industry. They kind of cut their ties with me because of COVID, just working with who they had around morally of the time, mm-hmm. instead of reaching out and be like, hey, who should I work with? They kind of cut their ties and went off thinking that they could do it themselves. It was one of the girls is doing pretty good. She's got a good following base, and then the other ones, not so much. They're kind of, you know, going off the good pathway of modeling, if you get what I mean.
Yes, I know exactly what you mean. I'll keep my comments to myself.
Yeah, it's hard to like try to beat around the bush.
It, let me guess, it leads to a site that Facebook bans?
Yes. Very much. And I just thought with that, you know, maybe if they got their lives together a little bit more and tried again, I would be willing to take them back on. But that's their work ethic, right? Not mine.
I find that, like, when it comes to, you know, models and when they start out, you know who the ones who are committed because they actually treat it as a skill set to be improved upon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They take initiative. The ones who think it's just about
being pretty. And they don't procrastinate.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
We've had a couple models show up after their first shoot, and when they've come back to us having spent hours and hours and hours studying poses. Just mm-hmm. like real deal.
Or practicing their facial expressions with selfies and
definitely. Yeah. So photography I got into just by my brother giving me a camera. As silly as that sounds, but it's true.
No, I've heard that story a bunch of times.
Yeah, I guess it's pretty basic.
That's actually how Peter McKinnon started too.
Really? Oh,
that's crazy. His sister, I think it was either his sister or his brother or his cousin or something, was getting married. And he was in the wedding party, and the gift to the wedding party was a camera. And now he's got 6 million subscribers on YouTube. And
that's crazy. Oh my God. Yeah. Photography has been great. I mean, I did sell my camera back in the summer to a family friend who is in need of it for her business and just other stuff. Like Scentsy products, you know, small things that you do on the side. And I sold her my camera and used that money to start a savings toward a music career. I started investing my money, and that's basically where I've ended up. I kind of went the smart way about it. And now I'm producing music with Dennis, and he's worked with Justin Bieber on the My World album. Producing. So, I mean, I guess I'm working with the best that I can get offered to me right now.
Yeah, right.
For the budget that I'm in. And I mean, if you haven't heard Addictions yet, he produced that. And it was like, I just sang it once at Brian's house, Brian Brevo, mm-hmm. and sent him the vocals. And he's like, I love this. And he got it back to me in like a week, reviewed it. And I was like, I love this. And he's like, okay, like I'll do the mix and master then. It was one review. I had one review. That's how like on the nose, he hit it with picturing the song. Mm-hmm. Like he just reads me, you know,
yeah.
I don't have to argue with him about, hey, like this didn't sound not that big. It needs something, you know,
right.
I had that with Let Me Introduce Myself, paid lots of money for it. And
well, I know how much that sounded like studio costs. I won't lie.
Well, the studio cost about $600. And then to have the boys there, like Danny and Poya, it was $800. I was like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
But, you know,
right?
Yeah, but I'm investing into myself and that feels good, you know? Right. So it's okay. It's a start is what I said. And then we did Out My Way. I just felt like I needed to correct myself. And so it's like, there's no better way to do it without get out of my way. Like, it's just, it fit perfectly.
Yeah.
And then, Addictions really topped that off with a cherry on top, you know, yeah. I felt. And the next one's just, you're going to be eating the whole cupcake. I swear.
I do like cupcakes, so I'm in.
Yeah, it's not so sweet, but it's a little sour. Oh. It's a sour cupcake.
I don't know if I'm into that, but
So while we're sort of on here, if you'll indulge me on this a little, Rob showed me the music video for Let Me Introduce Myself,
Okay.
And I just like had like questions about like production, basically.
Go right ahead and shoot.
Yes, because I've been contacted with like, you know, smaller, you know, musicians who are like, you know, wanting to make their own music videos for okay. YouTube and whatnot. None of them followed through, of course, because I asked for money. And so just kind of curious, like what was production like on that? Was it like a lot of pre-planning and then you knock the shoot out in a day and then edit?
So basically it was shot on July 19th, 2020.
Uh-huh. Okay.
We just got out of our lockdown from the bullshit up here. And we were like, let's just get it done. So I messaged Danny and Poya and was like, hey, like, I really want to do this music video. Here's my concept ideas. Let me know what you think. Here's what the song sounds like. He got back to me within like, I don't know, like 5 hours, not even. He's like, hey, love the idea. Let's talk more about it. So we did. We talked for about maybe a week and planned this whole thing out. And then I picked one day, 3 weeks from that date, because COVID safety, 14 day type of deal. Yeah. So everyone had an extra couple of days to plan out their schedules for the upcoming 14 day like protocol that we had in place. Everybody stayed at home, obviously. Then we shot the music video in one day. It was a 6.5 hour process plus lunch. So it was roughly about seven and a half hours.
That's pretty quick.
But it was okay. I have to just say the day was incredible because it was sunny on my way to the shoot, had no troubles. It was sunny for a bit in the first scene, like with the gold dress on the couch. And then it started raining and thunderstorming just out of nowhere. And it was so cool. So then we did the window shoot. And if you can literally see the lightning and everything in the background and the raindrops on the windows and how gloomy it is. And it just like really helped set the scene about like what I was trying to get at. And I didn't have to press a button.
Yeah.
You know, it was set there.
Thank you, Jesus.
And it was just like meant to be. And then we went to the other side of the studio and then like the sun came back out again. And it was just perfect because we got different types of scenes at the same studio within 7 hours, and it was just awesome. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of prepping though. I had 3 bins full of props for the entire thing. I don't know if you guys remember the triangle art like thing behind the couch from me.
Okay.
I made that. That is not a Mint Rooms thing or Preto Lofts thing. That is a me thing. I brought that to the studio. We put it together. And I bought the garland and the flowers on, and we put it on top. Warren set it up. You guys know Warren, right? Warren,
I know of him. And I've probably met him, but I don't like.
You did, I think, at one of that girl's shoots.
Yeah. I think I met him there, but I think I also met him at another meetup too. Because I went to a few meetups this summer. I think he was at more than one.
Okay, that would make sense. He does go to a lot of them. We call him our photo dad just because he's super kind.
Yeah.
Not as in like, daddy, oh my God. Yeah, I mean, as in like, you're just my dad. Here's the key to my house. Come over and have coffee with me in the morning type of deal. Like, he's super fun to talk to. I love the dude. We talk on a weekly basis and he shows me pictures of his cat. And I just love his cat. I haven't got to meet her yet. So cute. He adopted her. I'm obsessed with cats. I'm sorry. So basically I had all these props. He laid them out, got everything organized. I had a few other people for behind the scenes shots. And also the last scene where I'm in the angel wings and my outfit, they were sitting off flash, taking pictures of me to have the extra like in the background. So they were there. We had like 10 people total. For that music video, and it was the only one we had 10 people at because of COVID.
Yep.
It turned out pretty good. I mean, I gotta say it was a lot of work, and I just think we needed more time to make it look a little bit better. I think we were really rushing to get kind of things stuck into motion. Mm-hmm. But again, we had things changing, like the weather, and we came up with better ideas, and it was kind of on the spot type of deals. Yeah. So I would say the video is mostly improv, which is pretty good. Mm-hmm. I mean, for what it turned out to be like, I gotta admit, it turned out
especially for your first one, like that, it was really good for your first one.
Yes, and I enjoyed it. I felt like the audio could have been better, but I paid a lot for that audio, and I will respect how it sounds.
Yeah. So just to be that guy, what would you have done different given all the time in the world?
I would have just added a couple of different scenes, kind of made one better, you know. I would probably have fixed the last scene with the angel wings. I originally wanted to do a glow in the dark, like in what is it called? Purple light or whatever you want to call it. Black light? Is that what is it called?
Yeah.
What did I say, Rob?
Yeah.
This needs a dark scene.
Yeah.
So it was originally supposed to be that, but we forgot about the light bulb. That was a me thing. Forgot about the light bulb. And we had to improv.
This is where you send somebody to Spencer's, be like, be back in 20 minutes.
See, we didn't have that time. I had the time, I would have done that. That's my point here. Like, there's so many things I would have changed.
Yeah, I was just like, yeah, with this sound and this beat, I need some dark lighting.
I know. I was thinking originally of doing a street view, but then I was like, nah, like COVID, man. Like, I don't want to have them out on the streets and strangers walking past us. Like, at first, it was kind of scary. Like, that was when the pandemic just kind of settled.
When, like, if we're brainstorming outside like that with strangers everywhere, but all of the strangers are in masks, I think that would have been like...
It looked weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what I'm getting at. So we just did it in the studio. It was a lot easier.
Yeah.
And it looked better. And I got to show off a couple Fashion Nova outfits. And, you know, it was nice.
No, I said, now that I know that it's like, it was like pretty much completely a guerrilla is what I call it. Like you said, improv, I call that a guerrilla shoot. Knowing that that was pretty much all guerrilla, I'm actually very impressed.
Basically, the theme of the entire video was supposed to be an innocent side of me versus a savage side of me.
Right.
Like, this is what you mistake me to be. That's definitely what I got from the song, too. Really this.
That's definitely what I got from the song.
Mm-hmm. So the song is about how people won't let me introduce myself, how I can't speak up because crazy is just a new bitch, you know?
Yeah.
Literally. Okay. Like, what... bitch, do you not know they ain't crazy?
All
so it's basically, I was just introducing myself, like, let me go off.
Yeah.
Because every time I would have an opinion about something, somebody would shut it down and be like, you're stupid because you're blonde. What does that got to do with anything?
I know lots of smart blondes.
I can be smart. Thank you. Like, I don't see you doing better for yourself. I see you high on drugs on social media. And here I am doing better for myself when you're telling me that I'm low. Like, hello. Uh-huh.
That has become one of my bars lately is just like, you know, even if it's like, say, a genre or content or something that I don't personally get entertainment out of, I turned 30 this past year, so that gives you a whole new perspective on things. I am able to stop and go, yeah, but they made something. What have you done?
Yeah.
Exactly. That's what it's not like I'm trying to be an asshole or anything, but realistically, when you're looking at the legitimates about and the facts about it, like, why are you making fun of me?
Right.
Because you feel shitty about yourself, then go do something about it. Go Amen. Make your success. Don't fucking harsh on mine because you can't get one.
Yeah.
Like, that's just low, you know? And I wish that people would realize that and stop being so blinded to being negative. Like, what's the point of that? Mm-hmm. You're not going to grow. Like, Robert and I had a conversation about this one night. And it's just sad that people are still stuck in high school, you know?
No matter what age.
There's a Bowling for Soup song all about it.
Yeah. Like, just high school never. Yeah, apparently not. No.
No, it really doesn't. It really doesn't.
It gets more fucked up every day because of COVID too.
Yeah.
Like, I had a lady throw a purse at me the other day because I asked her if she had a mask on her. Because it's mandatory in our store to wear a mask. And I was just asking. I just said, ma'am, do you have a mask today? And she just threw her purse at me. I'm like, okay, thank you. Have a great day. Get out.
Great. Like,
tell me you called her Karen on the way out, please.
No, nope. I was nice. I just stood there appalled with my mouth open. My supervisor was staring at me and she was looking at me like appalled. And all of the customers lined up were like,
and I'm that like, just happened.
I literally cried afterwards. Like, not like, I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sad. I mean, like, I hysterically cried. Like, I went to the back and I had to laugh so hard. I was almost in tears. It threw me off. Like, we just right. opened too. That was the fucked up part. It was like 20 minutes into my shift and there was already a lot of people in the store and I just asked her if she had a mask. Like, what?
I had a girl a couple weeks ago. So I've been doing shoots. Like, I have a studio in my living room. Luckily my roommate's a photographer, so it's not weird.
I think that you posted a picture of that on Facebook, didn't you? Oh,
I didn't, but she did.
Okay, so, I think I saw it somewhere.
So I've been doing shoots in my living room and I was like, it's my decision to have photo shoots at my house. But I'm keeping it limited to people I already know and not anybody new.
True.
And so the girl messaged me. So I was like, I posted that and she was like, well, let's do a shoot. And I've shot her a couple of times, but it's been probably 2 years now since the last time I did at least 2 years. Cause like, I didn't live here the last time I shot her.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I guess so. Like, I mean, and then she's like, could you follow COVID rules though? And I was like, explain what you mean. She's like, could you sanitize everything and wear a mask the whole shoot? And I was like, well, we're in my house, so there's only so much I could do, really. I would rather wait until COVID's over, just so we're, you know, not risking anything. And she got mad at me. And then she took the screenshot and posted it in like two or three Facebook groups of photographers, like locally. And like people, like it got taken down immediately because in the one group, like you can't even, you're not allowed to out somebody. Like that's their rule.
Yeah.
And so it got taken down by an admin within seconds. And then
she
had a conversation with the admin. She didn't like that conversation because he was like, yeah, no, we don't allow that here. I don't care what happened. And so she posted it again, but with the conversation with the admin as well. And she's like, I can't believe the unprofessionalism in this place and blah, 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 blah. And so people started commenting. And the one, like, it's all like funny gifts, like the Michael Jackson eating popcorn, because clearly this is about to start some shit. and then somebody just called her on it. She's like, so you wanted to go do a photo shoot at this guy's house, but he said he didn't want to because of COVID. And you are mad at him about it? Do you know how stupid you look? And I was like, I'm glad somebody else said it.
Wow, the internet's on my side today. Sweet!
I'm just grabbing water.
Okay.
That's so fucking funny, though.
Right?
And as the was this for a portfolio shoot, too? Were you even being paid for this?
No, it was something. It was a test shoot. It wasn't...
Yeah, so this is somebody asking for, like, a free test shoot and then decides to dictate the terms of professionalism?
Right. Yeah, no, we're not.
Makes me wonder.
She got unfriended very quickly.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so.
That unfriend button is my favorite thing in the world. I don't do it often, but when I do,
you block is mine. It. I block them.
I don't block them right away, just because I want to hear what they say after I've... Because there's always a chance.
Eavesdropper. Yeah, I'm just a person that's like, I'm out.
Yeah.
Have a good day.
Yeah, I don't want to be part of any of that crap.
Yep. I don't know how many times I've said have a good day to somebody.
I said good day.
I said good day, sir.
Okay, I'm not like that harsh. It's more like I'm sassy and I'm like, have a great day, bitch. Like, adios. So
there's something I started years and years ago. If I'm done with our relationship, I will wish you the best of luck on all your future endeavors. And that's the most professional way of saying go fuck yourself. And so
I will remember that.
If you get future endeavored, that's the end. We're done. Never talking to you again.
Oh man.
All right. Well, I hope we never get to that point.
Yeah, no, I don't. I think we'll be okay. I don't say it, especially lately. I haven't said it very often. Last time I said it was a long time ago. But
that's okay.
Most people just ghost because that's the thing now.
Yeah. We should keep a running tally of ghosts and flakes in the studio.
You're right.
We should. Oh my gosh. I could give you 30 down pat.
At least 30 I could give you.
I'd be giving you a solid like dozen and a half this year.
This year, since January or 2020?
Like the past 12 months.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I was gonna say, I'm like, 2021 is just a copy of paste of 2020 right now, you know?
Right. So one of the funny things about 2021 is, do you know what the Pantone color of the year is?
No.
So Pantone decides what color fashion is going to be this year.
Okay.
And every January they decide on a color that all fashion is now determined by over the year.
I never knew about this.
It's very Zoolander. It's all a conspiracy.
Yeah, it's very Zoolander. So
okay.
The color of the Pantone color of the year this year is kind of like a yellow, like it's a canary yellow or something.
Ew.
And gray. And I was like, gray after 2020? It should be like bright and cheery. Try and get out of the 2020 funk. Nope, gray.
Gray zone. Yes. Fuck. That sucks.
Right?
I mean, gray suits me, but yellow? Putting yellow on blonde doesn't look good. Ever.
It sounds like somebody found a Pinterest board they liked and went, ooh, gray and yellow.
Literally.
But these are the people that determine what fashion is going to be in the over the year.
That's crazy.
That's a lot.
Definitely
of, like,
not wearing yellow. So if I wear yellow, there must be something wrong with me. I must be going crazy. Unless my hair is a different color. Like if I'm wearing a wig, then maybe it's okay.
I shot a blonde on a yellow background once ever. And the photos actually turned out really good. So it's just a matter of how you light it.
Really? I guess so. But at the same time, my hair is like a yellow blonde. It would, I don't know. Like, do you do it with like natural blondes or do you do it with like the color?
She was a natural blonde.
Okay. Well, like, that's great that it turned out for her. I don't think I would.
See, challenge accepted.
I think I would hate it.
Challenge accepted.
Okay. You have to take a picture of me with a yellow backdrop then.
I will. I'll make it happen. When you're not in lockdown. I mean, unless you want to come here because we're fine.
That's true. I mean, I am doing a live show with Susie, with that new girl that has a TV studio or something. I forget. I have not done my research, I'll be honest. I've been so busy. But I know that I'm going live at March 20th at 10 a.m.
There.
With Brian to perform Out My Way and Addictions. But yeah, I don't know what to wear for that either. Like, I'm so out of it.
Do you have enough time to change in the middle?
I don't know. That's my problem. Like, it's so like,
I mean, you could be a diva and be like, I need 10 minutes in the middle.
I could, but
just be like, I got two outfits. And then just like at a fashion show, you run backstage, you strip down, no matter who's there, it doesn't matter, and then put back.
I could definitely.
That's what's going down behind the scenes because of Victoria's Secret, guys. The song, that stuff goes off.
Hide those damn bra straps and hair ties. None of that crap. But otherwise, go nuts.
I just, they're so two different songs. Like, I feel like I'd have to wear like a dark outfit for Addictions and like a bright one for it.
And you could. Right? And then people remember that. Like, I'm just saying.
That's true. I just feel like one fit would be better, but at the same time, like, or I guess I need to go home.
Do like they do at the Super Bowl and just wear a tearaway outfit. And
I was either a tearaway outfit or throw on a coat for the darker one.
Mm. Yeah, you could do that.
Right?
Put like a black leather jacket on over top of the prettier outfit, because then you're still the pretty girl, but you're like a little harder now.
I can see it like you'd step away from the mic, and then like if there's a bit of lead time on the song, that could be a moment to like throw the jacket on, ruffle your hair, and then come back all serious faced.
Yeah.
That's so true.
Right?
Yeah.
See, I'm creative when it comes to looks.
But anyways, it's gonna be a lot of fun.
Yeah, let me know when it happens.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, it really helped me.
I'm full of crazy ideas, most of them.
I'll send you some fits and be like, is this one good?
Yeah, right.
And you know,
absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm a wannabe director at heart, so like I'm into like helping you plan the movement.
I'm cool with that. I definitely could use a team behind me because like it's hard doing it all by myself, you know?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I understand completely. Every time I need like assistance on something, like today, I worked on my website, and by the time I was finished, I sent it to Josh, and I was like, "Hey, go look at it. Tell me what you think." And then I let it go live.
I'm his gut check.
Yeah.
You're just like, "Hey, does this look good?
What don't you like about it? Tell me now."
I'll change it, and then I'll click post.
Yeah.
Oops. I was just like. Yeah. I was like, design looks minimalist and great, but what the fuck is that sentence?
I spent 3 hours
so on bad it. I'm so bad at spelling. I'm horrible at it.
Oh, no, I'm good at spelling. That part.
I'm okay. Not.
Luckily, Google has autocorrect.
That's true. Autocorrect on my phone today was being an asshole this morning. I went to say, oh, what? And it said, oh, whatever. It corrected me and said, whatever. And I'm like, what? I didn't type that.
Whatever.
I know. And it came off like I was rude. And I'm like, I meant what? And then, oh my gosh. Okay, so I'm in this stoners group chat. Don't make this live, but I have to tell you guys about it. It's wait, super
it's
funny.
Being recorded.
I don't care. So I'm in the stoners group chat, and this guy today sends a picture of a dead coyote, and I thought it was a fox or something, and I was like, what the fuck did I just see? And then I asked, and he's like, it was a coyote, and I'm like, fuck. This guy just caught a coyote and fucking killed it.
Okay, do we need to inform the authorities about this gentleman? Because he's probably going to kill again.
Like, I'm highly concerned. It was crazy. I almost had a heart attack. Like, I was like, what did I just look at?
I don't want to say there's a history of violent behavior, but I'm not a, you know, criminal psychologist, so I'll keep my mouth shut.
Yeah, I was just stunned. I'm just telling you guys, I was speechless. I did not know it. Yeah. Like, crazy. Anyhow.
But so you got that. That's kind of like your next big thing on the horizon. Is there anything else like in the holding pattern or in the works?
Well, I've been working on a lot. Like, I think I've really like been pushing myself, which is a good because like I like to get ahead of myself.
Yep.
And I've been working on a few projects. You guys didn't know me in high school. Wish you guys did. I was a real savage bitch. And I created this song called Fuck Boys. It's super ballsy. That's all I got. It's super ballsy. My ex-boyfriend used to drive a sports car.
It was a Miata, wasn't it?
No, it was a Honda Civic.
Oh, my God.
It's a sports car. Okay.
Like, was it even tuned up, or was it literally just he owned a Civic and thought he was bitching?
He made it look nice.
That sport is cricket, but like whatever.
He just made it look nice. Okay.
Okay.
Anyways, not that it was nice or anything, but my point being here is that I made a song about him being a fuckboy and driving a Honda Civic and having a small dick. Long story short, I posted it, and 3 days later, it got super viral on Twitter. Amazing. And his mom's a teacher, and I felt bad. She asked me to remove it, and I removed it because it was nice.
But now I want to hear it, so.
Yeah, so basically.
I need to hear it.
My point being here now is I've taken three songs, and there's Fuck Boys, Fuck Love, and Crazy Love Language, and I've put them all into one song. So the song's never gonna be published the way it was before.
Yeah.
But I can send you a clip, because I have a small clip from a TikTok that I made way back, when Musical.ly was around.
I definitely want to see it, but just show it to me when we're not on here.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at. So I recreated the song. And that's the one I've been working on. I wanted to post it later, but a lot of my friends are saying, like, Mar, like, you just need to fucking post it now. It's super good. It's done. Like, you don't even need to do any toning to it. And I was like, but like, I want to save it. And I had other plans and arrangements. But at the same time, if the song is what they want to hear, then that's probably what I should give. Mm-hmm. So I think this is going to be my next upcoming single. But I'm not like 100% yet, because if it's going to be, I want a music video for this one, you know, but it's gotta be super good. That's my problem here.
So
it's like,
can I do planning. Lighting?
Can you do lighting? I will let you know.
Okay.
Depends on who does it, because if it's like Jacob or like whatever, then sure. But if it's a company that I'm getting to do it, then it depends on who they bring.
Because I don't want to brag, but I have the greatest skills with lighting that I know personally. And
I would be down. I would be down.
And I've got all the gear for it.
I'll make it work. But yeah, so it's very emotional. The title of the song, I officially, because I've written it and sung it, it's Crazy Love Language, mm-hmm. As I said. But I've mixed, obviously, three songs into it. It's super, like, fast-paced, and it's like a fuck you type of song. And then it's like, fuck love at the same time. Like, fuck you and fuck love. Like, I'm out, you know?
Yeah.
So it's very deep, and it's, again, like Addictions, it's very powerful and bold and outputting, and I'm super excited to release it, but at the same time, I'm like, I want to hold it back a little bit longer to build a story on it.
Yeah.
But if people already want it and they understand, then I'm like, maybe it's time.
Yeah.
So I think I just have to put my mind to it and reframe what I was going to try to tell, and just make sure it makes sense in my brain before releasing it.
Right.
But I am definitely cooking the pot, but just stirring.
Right.
Marinating.
Yeah. Letting it soak. Throw some MSG in there.
Delicious.
Awesome.
Make the taste a little bit more flavorful.
Artificial filler.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but
music video drops on the 18th.
So I see. I have your Instagram pulled up on the other monitor.
Oh, sweet. Yeah. Awesome. And it's going to be a very sexual music video. Like, I understand, like, that's like modeling in a way, but at the same time, like, this song is about a sexual desire being addicted to somebody. Yep. So I felt like a sexual side would be okay for the music video. Mm-hmm. And it's not something that I would typically do, but I feel like this really fits the song. And I don't think there's any other way right now I can physically blow it up into a picture for you guys.
It's, right.
Unless I had the resources, wasn't in lockdown, etc.
Right.
Story might be a little bit different.
Awesome.
But it just gives me time to prep for something bigger, you know? So I feel like this is kind of just like a quarantine video is what I'm getting at. It's kind of something, it's not bad, like not bad image quality or anything. It's great. It's going to be great. But at the same time, it's not going to be like what Danny does.
Right.
You know, it's somebody different. And
to be able to do it while in quarantine though, says a lot. Cause that like makes your like creative jump higher.
Exactly. Yeah. And so we've been just kind of filming here and there, getting what we can when we see each other, making the storyline fit. There's not much of a storyline other than the backdrop, like the background of me. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. And what I'm wearing as is like a part of the story. And it's morally based on the lyrics, I believe, right. The song, right? So gonna be more visually bam instead of storyline.
Yeah,
you know, but it's gonna make sense.
Well, good, I'm excited
because
to watch it.
It will follow with the lyrics. Yeah, it's very, it's like different personalities. It's very cool. That's the best way for me to say it. It's gonna be super awesome.
Right on.
I feel, yeah, it's gonna be very dark as well.
I like it.
All right. Yeah. I don't know about you guys. It feels like a natural stopping point.
Yeah. So I'm going to stop. I'm going to hit the record button and then talk to you a little more candidly because I got some tea for you.
But before we cancel the recording, go ahead and shout out like where people can find you.
Yeah, your Instagram.
Oh, yeah. So you can find me on Instagram or any type of platform, even Snapchat. Feel free to add me as MarxMcK. So MarxMcK. My merch is also on Instagram, which I'm trying to get boosted. So if you want to support me, use our promo code. You can get 40% off, which is advertised on there. And it's at MarxMcK merch. So if you want to find me, head there.
Awesome.
There you go.
Well,
so thanks for coming on.
Yes. Thank you so much.
It was lovely to meet you. It was lovely meeting you guys too and talking and having a good old time.
Yes.
Awesome.
Bye.
Awesome.
Bye-bye, everybody.